Rarely can it be avoided, although sometimes it can be ignored. We dread it, afraid that to talk about it is to court the possibility of it, and yet it's an inevitable part of life. At times it will render you helpless, often it will take you by surprise. Physical or mental, fleeting or prolonged, acute, chronic, nagging, or consistently dull, whichever way you slice it, pain is the other four-letter word. But if you're willing to go through it, you will discover within a level of strength, confidence, and wisdom that will expand your capacity to soar. I was 5 years old. My cousin pushed me off the back porch and I fell face first on the rock with a jagged edge. My face was covered with blood, so I couldn't at all see where I was running while I was screaming at the top of my lungs for help. It was the first time that I can remember glimpsing my own mortality, and I was horrified as I realized that my excruciating pain was a signal designed to provide an alert. I would have to brace myself and evolve, because it would take more than a kiss and a cookie this time to eventually feel better again. Nobody could protect me from how much my head hurt or spare me the gripping panic that consumed me. I would have to get over this trauma on my own. And I did, and I learned that accidents do happen and that bloody wounds will eventually heal, that it is possible to pick yourself up and dust yourself off so that you can go back outside and play. I had just moved to New York City. That's when I got the phone call, the one that we all hope we will never get. It was 6 o'clock on a rainy Friday morning in April. Before I could even answer the phone, my oxygen had started to leave the room, so it was already hard for me to breathe, and the screaming inside my heart made it difficult for me to comprehend that she had actually died. It would be weeks before I would be able to catch my breath again, and another couple of months before I would be able to stop resenting that the leaves and the trees existed in a world where she no longer did. Until one day, I decided that it would be okay to go on, and so I got dressed, and I found out when I did that there is such a thing as laughter after death, and there's always a sun up in the sky, even when it rains. The sky was so crisp and so blue and so sunny. I can still remember how pleased I was to watch the hot smoke rising off the top of my coffee cup as I prepared to get on with my day. I felt the vibrations, and so I hesitated before I looked up toward the first tower and saw the explosion that would forever change my life. Reality seemed to temporarily suspend itself in a gesture of compassion, and I was grateful as I tried hard to shut down in an effort to mentally escape to a happy time and a peaceful place. Looking back, I find myself deeply saddened by what happened, horrified by what I saw, angry when I let myself go there, yet happy to be alive and grateful for how much my life has been informed. Physical or mental, fleeting or prolonged, acute, chronic, nagging, or consistently dull, whichever way you slice it, pain is the other four-letter word, and although it is a universally shared experience, you can only go through it alone. There is not a surrogate that you could hire or an understudy that you can prepare to take your place. The only way around it is to go through, and when you do, you will emerge stronger and wiser than you were before. Imagine. Nobody in their right mind ever goes looking for pain, but when it does show up uninvited and takes your breath away, will you muster up the courage that it takes to include it as part of your definition of what it means to be alive? Will you brace yourself and evolve? Will you allow your heartache to strengthen your resolve to live every day with everything you've got? You can't put a price tag on the value pain brings, but if you're willing to endure, you will realize a profound level of strength and discover who you really are.